It's World Rhino Day, and a groundbreaking South African project could be a game changer in the fight against poaching. Scientists have found a way to make rhino horns lightly radioactive, not enough to harm the animal, but enough to scare off buyers and set off radiation detectors at borders. Hot 127's Tara Penny has more.
The extra added bonus for us is it's no longer just wildlife crimes they can be charged with, but they can also be charged with the illicit possession of radioactive materials. In South Africa, that's a crime against the state.
That's Professor James Larkin, a radiation expert at Wits University, who had his lightbulb moment during lockdown. Instead of dehorning rhinos, Larkin's team injects a tiny, safe amount of radioactive material deep into the horn.
If we put enough into the horn that it won't harm the animal, but will set off the detectors. We know people don't like things that are radioactive. You talk to Joe Soap and you say, oh, this is radioactive. They go, oh, no, I don't want it. We start to destroy the demand in the Far East for the horn.
Larkin insists there's no danger to the rhinos.
I can put my hand on my heart and look the owners of the rhinos in the eye and say, no, we're not going to harm your animals by doing this. I've done my homework. I've had it independently done.
So far, 30 rhinos have been treated in a pilot project backed by the Nuclear Energy Corporation of South Africa and international partners. With interest coming from India, Nepal and Botswana, this homegrown solution could become a powerful new layer of protection for one of Africa's most endangered species.
And we've designed the radioisotope that we need. This is a genuine South African solution for a global problem.
Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.